Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Steve Sippa. Steve, after my appearance at Pitch Talks last Thursday, a member of the Amazing Avenue staff, who shall remain nameless, Greg Karam, said that I had accurately captured my sort of attitude of alcoholic self-deprecation that I use on the podcast every week. So in that spirit, what is the silliest, stupidest, funniest thing you have done related to the Mets involving alcohol?
Probably the silliest, stupidest is not watch them with alcohol involved. This team needs alcohol to make it bearable.
And Greg Karam knows this better than anyone, since we sent him off to get beer at Friday night's game, and he came back with a ton of Miller Lite tall boys.
He did.
Excellent choice, Greg. Really brandishing your craft beer bona fides there.
But in his defense, that particular stand didn't really have too much.
It's true. And he did say quantity over quality, which when you're watching the Mets and alcohol's involved is not a bad philosophy, really. For me, there was also a question on stage about our most disappointing memories of Mets fandom since 1986. This was the panel with me, Matt Cerrone, and Darren Meehan from the 7 Line. We talked about it a little bit backstage, so we didn't end up repeating, and they took the last day in 2008 and 2007, respectively, which is fine. I'm happy to talk about, well, not happy, but I'm fine talking about the 2006 NLCS with the Cardinals, at least now, 9 years later. But I do have a fun memory of the 2008 last day. I think I've told my multiple Jack Daniels 2007 last day story. But 2008, we were actually up at my, well, wife's, at that time, girlfriend's parents. And I finagled it so I could watch the last day of the season. I think it was actually, it must have been an SNY game. But having learned my lesson from 2007, there was no way I was watching this game sober. But I'm still not going to, like, I don't really want to get smashed in front of my girlfriend's parents. So it's like, what am I going to do here? So they had, I think, orange soda in the house. So I'm like, what can you mix with orange soda that won't really give it away? Now, logically, I probably should have gone with vodka, but I went with Southern Comfort for some reason. Probably because we did a lot of, like, Fanta and Southern Comfort parties at Hampshire. I don't know why we did that either. Certainly was not my first choice. And it's actually kind of terrible to drink.
Well, the taste doesn't matter. Did it work?
Oh yeah, it absolutely worked. By the time Oliver Perez was being Oliver Perez in that game, I was far enough along to not really care so much. So it had the intended effect, I guess, at that point. It's really, it should be a little painful, too. It should not be a pleasant experience, even on the alcohol end.
Well, I have to say that Sunny Delight and vodka is my podcasting drink of choice, so.
That's horrible. I made I actually made a Pisco Sour tonight, though. It's a little chilly. I was debating if I wanted to do a summery drink
or
a wintery drink. So I did a Pisco Sour. That I don't know. We have 8 emails. I don't know if I have enough to get through 8 emails. We'll see. I may need to make a pit stop. And that'll pretty much be your show. It's episode 120 of Amazing Avenue Audio. And we'll weave in some topics that I wanted to get to this week, sort of in and amongst your 8 emails. But I just can't do another show on the 6-man rotation and the Mets offense being bad. We've done like 3. I think the last 3. Not much has changed. They still haven't actually gone to a 6-man rotation.
And they're still bad.
Yeah, their offense is still bad, especially tonight with Lucas Duda out of the lineup. Recording this on Monday night as the Mets head out to San Diego on the West Coast. So I can record without fear of, well, not fear, I'd still be watching the game right now, without the distraction of a Mets game. So I have that going for me. So yes, the sum and total of the agenda are your emails. And, of course, an IFK Gothenburg update. And since Steve is on the show, we'll talk a little bit about Elimination Chamber. But that is a ways away. And before we do your emails, we do housekeeping. So, yeah, this is still Amazing Avenue Audio, episode 120. Amazing Avenue Audio is the official podcast. I've already just said this 2 minutes ago, so it doesn't really have the same, I don't want to say impact, but it's sillier because you haven't forgotten it in the 45 minutes where we usually talk about other things. But anyway, Amazing Avenue Audio is the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. Find us on the internet at AmazingAvenue.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Amazing Avenue. And join our Facebook group at Facebook.com/AmazingAvenue. You can find the podcast on iTunes. Just search for Amazing Avenue Audio, and you can listen or subscribe right there. I encourage you to do both. I also encourage you to rate and review the podcast. You can also find the podcast on the Stitcher app. Download directly from blogtalkradio.com/AmazingAvenue. Or listen to the embedded player that goes up in the podcast post in Amazing Avenue proper. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Paternostro. My co-host this week is Steve Sippa. You can follow him on Twitter at Steve Sippa. That was the housekeeping. This is your show, and it's mostly emails. And, of course, you can email the podcast at podcast@AmazingAvenueAudio.com. Our first email is from Frank. Gents, love the show. Was wondering if you could share your thoughts related to the idea of moving Flores to third base and calling up Matt Reynolds. Random Met memory of the week. July 31st, 1989, Mets acquire Frank Sweet Music Viola from Minnesota for Aguilera and Prospect. I believe that was Kevin Tappany, if I recall correctly. Do the Mets have a blockbuster? And a couple other guys, maybe. Do the Mets have a blockbuster deal for this season? It's from Frank in Plainville, New York, who apparently is the former high school baseball teammate of Brian Renzi, who is not on the show this week. It was bad planning by me. Or by Brian, I don't know. Maybe he's busy. So we'll start at the top. And this is good because it allows me to talk about some things that have happened this week. Mm-hmm. One of them is David Wright is still hurt.
Still no good.
Wilmer Flores is still playing shortstop.
Still playing that, no good.
And Ruben Tejada is the everyday third baseman.
That is definitely no good.
I mean, Tejada's been hitting, but sort of at what point Terry Collins came out in his pregame presser today, and let me get the exact quote.
Yeah, it was pretty damning.
There's no impetus to reconfigure infield alignment unless there's a conclusion David Wright will miss a prolonged period. David Wright has been out for 2 months. David Wright will probably be out for another 2 months. There seemed to be some theorizing on Twitter that maybe they're just waiting for Dilson Herrera to get back, which is fine if that's your long-term strategy. Dilson Herrera's not coming back and playing third, so why not play Murphy at third now, too, to get him more used to it by the time Dilson Herrera's back?
I mean, I could understand in the short term they're wanting to, you know, plug round pegs into square holes, but at this point, 2 months later, I just don't understand the point of any of this.
I mean, Ruben Tejada had not played any professional third base until this spring. You know, Murphy came up as a third baseman and played there a fair amount. I'll say a fair amount, but got some reps there the last couple of years when Wright was hurt. You know, not a ton, but he's not completely unfamiliar. And again, he came up as a third baseman. Ruben Tejada came up as a shortstop. And yeah, if Ruben Tejada was going to be your generic utility infielder guy, playing him once in a while at third, not a big deal. Playing him every day at third while playing Daniel Murphy at second is not the ideal defensive alignment, which is saying something on the 2015 Mets, because they're using some unfucking ideal defensive alignments in general. I suppose you actually get to Frank's question. It's just not going to happen now.
No.
They're not moving Flores to third base this season.
They've committed to him to be the full-time